in a position where there's a
Go for it.
where there's a conflict of interest, and I'm recognizing that that conflict of interest is created by my own perception, rather than some exterior entity telling me you can do this, you can't do that. But it brings into question loyalty and what loyalty to what exactly. So I'm very grateful we have the time to drop in because I just want to explore this a little bit more in depth and find more peace than what feels very tense and tight and yucky right now. But I know that that's just a boundary to something else, but I can't break through on my own. So I'm very grateful to be here.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing that. And obviously you haven't shared the content, but we can all, I'm sure, relate to that kind of bind. And I don't know, yeah. The place that the mind really wants to resolve, the mind wants to know where peace is, I think, in certain situations like that that are complicated. And of course, it's not. Maybe it's not about resolution at this stage. And yes, so it's about being with, I don't know, whatever it is that you need to be with. Yeah. But it's nice that you put it out in words. I don't know why. Maybe that's starting with a chat is a way to put words and language into this field and bring yourself, bring ourselves here. As we are with our human struggles. So welcome, Prema. Yeah. Hi, Ali. Hi, Ludmilla. Hi, Helen. Hi, everyone. Yes, Jackie. I mean, you can go for it.
Like to bring up, well, there's a current family medical crisis going on, and I find myself, it's kind of the same as this political situation. In the terms of my reactions, I either like fade away, don't deal with, or I don't know, try to not fix, but engage in a not helpful way. So I'm glad I'm here to find that balance again between showing up, and not tipping over the edge.
Yeah, not easy, huh? Impossible.
Thank you.
Well, impossible to do it perfectly, but possible to intend to do it perfectly. To which is the best we can do is to want to do it well and especially if it's people close, family members, complicated relationships, triggers from way back when, all that kind of thing. Yeah. And I sort of know a bit, I know you a bit, Jackie, and I trust that you are already doing your very best. Maybe here is more space for you. N not so much for that other, but a space where you.
That rang. That rang inside. Thank you. Yeah.
In fact, maybe it's a space where you, for you, where you can not do it well, not have to do anything well, just bring yourself, just not.
Yeah, bring my own grief forward rather than supporting others in their grief. Yeah, that's good. Thank you.
Sounds like you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing. There's a lot of pressure, I think, maybe for many of us. Hilka, were you going to say something?
Hi, Ellen. Hi, everyone. Yeah, I was feeling celebrated today when while receiving John Prendergast's new book, that Deep Ground and Embodied Spirituality. It was like having those male voices to support this what we are exploring here. And he's bringing the Jungian archetypes and all of that, so that's like including the humanness, really.
Right. I don't know. I know he's just come out with a new book, but I haven't seen it. But that's good news that non-dual
It
including dimension of the human experience, which obviously includes the archetypal, but also the very ordinary. And how are
Yes,
you?
like going through the personal psychology into the archetypal, and that we can't access that deep ground without piercing through the whole conditioning, maybe not whole conditioning, but at least what we can.
Yes. Yes.
So thank you for doing this.
You're welcome. And thank you for being here. Yeah. Yes, Anupam Baba.
So lovely to see you. You know a little bit about me and Gary Naranjano, we've been, partners or have been for 25 years or more. Well, that sort of come to a rapid end. He got together with another woman, which is fine, totally fine, except that he's now thrown me under the bus and just completely trashed our friendship. And by allowing her to see every single email that I send to him privately and answer them on his behalf and my messages. So I'm feeling completely, what's the word? In disbelief. I just wanted to bring that because that is so disturbing to me and unbelievably disloyal and actually unbelievable. No, knowing him, it's unbelievable to me. Anyway, that's all I have to say. I just wanted to put it out. That's where I'm at right now in this moment. I
We
can't hear you.
said we receive it, and we just that sounds very intense, shocking. Needing space and process. So I hope you'll find more space than just this hour to. I know you have good support in Colorado, but it sounds big, so I feel like there's this sort of big altar, but it's not sort of a table, it's sort of like a basket, and we're your words, each one who's shared, you're just dropping your current burden in this basket, and it's allowed to live. It's not just thrown there to, it's proper life that you're bringing, and proper situations and experiences, and yeah. Anybody else want to put something in the basket? Even if it's a word, you know, or and you don't have to, but if you're shy and you think, oh yes, I would, but I don't know how, you know. Sometimes it can be just a word or two. Or silence. Because maybe the ones of us who are also silent, or those who have spoken, are all, we are all the basket as well. We're both, right? I mean, that's the constant paradox of this human spiritual journey is we carry the burden, the cross. We really feel it in our flesh, the suffering, the difficulty, the limitation, and at the same time, we deeply, or sometimes we touch, know, recognize, and feel our divinity. Not always. Sometimes it's obstructed. And then we need the community of fellow human divinities, divine humans. That's why our silence is very precious. Too, so precious. Just being here, you know, just your faces, my face, and breathing and so maybe we'll just slide in, unless anybody wants to say anything, we could. Yes, Louise.
I just wanted to put love into the basket. I know that through any heartbreak or heartache, that it's that love that acts like the salve upon it.
Thank you so much for that word and for your voice. All right, well, let's just make our bodies as comfortable as possible, our tender bodies. And then when you're ready, you can close your eyes. Just feel this. I don't, the tenderness is here with us. And so as you close your eyes, you're not leaving this space. You're staying very much in this circle, in this gathering. Maybe gently, the intention would be to gently move away, move into the felt sense, into the body, into away from thinking, but not in a unkind way, but just simply we put some words and we shared some things with that faculty, and now we drop more into the realm of feelings and breath and sensations and emotions. And you can postpone needing to make sense of anything, just postponing that in a way, placing the questions you have or the desire for resolution, placing that in the basket for now and just welcoming, attending, listening to the body, to the felt sense. Saying hello to to those layers of life. Especially the ones that are difficult, the grief, the shock, the confusion. But also the joy, the celebration that Hilke was naming. Whatever is here for you. In your body, just moment by moment. And the breath. And the feeling that it's allowed, that there's space. Especially here in meditation, the field that we create points towards the unconditional openness. That welcomes all the layers. It's a welcoming that's so direct, so that every experience that arises is in this infinite embrace. There's no need to micromanage anything in meditation. It's true of your bodily sensations, your feelings, but also the sounds, tinglings, the temperature, I don't know, whatever it is that is perceived, it's allowed, it's welcomed, it can unfold. And feel where your body, how your body is sitting on the cushion, on the chair, where your body is meeting the earth. Give yourself permission to really release the weight of your pelvis into the earth. Really, not just paying lip service, but really feeling this earth, this support, it's friendly. You can take that leap of allowing for a sort of an unconditional, friendly support. And if you're leaning against a cushion, same. The cushion, the earth, they're not other, they're just an extension, just as alive. Just as permeated with presence. And if there's opposition, resistance, that's okay. We usually operate as a separate body. But in our hearts, we know there is no such thing as a separate body. There's no such thing as a separate tree. A separate creature. There's no such thing as a separate body. Your body is deeply, intimately connected with the earth, the support. And just be open to that possibility on a tactile level and feel the same with the space that surrounds the body, that it's friendly. Not, it's not a concept. I'm saying it's something very tangible, the air that is caressing the skin of your face, the skin of your hands. Feel that it's not other. You know that your whole front torso, the front of your torso, front of your body, your face, your neck, your whole front, that whole very vulnerable part of the body, the soft part of the body, can lean into the space in front. Just be open to that. Your body can occupy more space. You don't have to try to do it, just the words in a way reveal it. It's already the case. And the opposition and the resistance also show up because that's also probably the case because of fear and the conditioning of our belief in separation. So that's so very welcome. Just as it arises, letting it be, letting it surface. But then coming back to this feeling of the space, the friendly space, the back of the body, feel the back of your head and the back of your neck, your shoulders and your back body, and the whole back body, sacrum. Let it, I don't know how, you know, you just have to experiment, but see if you can feel that it's leaning into the space behind and the space behind rather than the usual unknown threats. It's not, it's friendly. Again, really allow for the resistance and the opposition, that because in a way that's what is going to surface. The layers of our humanity, which is conditioned by this belief in separation, very, very much. And so be it. And feel your shoulders, because that's where maybe it's residing, and that your shoulders be bathed in friendliness. And keep coming back to the place where your body's resting on the cushion, and keep reminding your tactile body there that it can be supported. It is supported. And feel your head. And feel the space that extends all around your head. Friendly, open, not other. Let your head can relax, maybe expand. Your whole body your whole frightened body, because our bodies are frightened, but our bodies are also our bodies of energy. They carry the memory of this natural connection with the totality. So feel it, feel your body of energy, your body of sensations. It's naturally open to what I'm saying. Nothing needs to change. Whatever is difficult and tense is welcomed and placed in this open friendliness. The worry, the tension that comes from wanting something to be resolved. Grief, the all alive and so very welcome. Feel your breath as an ambassador for this interchangeable and mutual exchange of friendliness. Every in-breath carries friendliness into the body and permeates the body. And every exhale carries friendliness out into the openness. You don't have to do it, just the words point and the breath is happening and the friendliness is happening. Just is. Just let the openness and the friendliness work on the body, work their magic on the body so that you don't have to do anything. Just hear. You put yourself in the way of this field of No, I don't know what to call it, but divinity, divine field. And that's what meditation is. We just put ourselves in the way of God. And God presence. It's us. Dissolves us. Back into itself. And not everything disappears in one. Some things, some feelings need time and they're not meant to disappear. They're meant to have space to unfold. To sing their song or to express what they carry. Sometimes it's a movement, and if movement comes, let it come. Might be a very subtle movement. Or it might be a very physical movement. There's absolutely no way that we could judge any of this. A little bit paradoxical, what I maybe am attempting to describe. It's both this tactile feeling of expansion and openness, borderlessness, and then at the very same time, or if the layers of feelings of life, expression, the waves, I could see the waves that ripple through this openness. And the breath. Really trusting your experience right now. If there's movement, follow the movement. If it's just stillness and expansion into the openness, you trust that. And if there's density and difficulty, you trust that. Allow that. Feel your head again and your head sort of come to life. The head is under so much pressure because it's the scent, the headquarters for all the senses and for thinking. It's a very intense localization. Just feel your head with your tactile sense. Your skull, your eyes, your forehead, your eyes. Just feeling the tension there and the heaviness. Not trying to change anything. Feel your nose, your cheeks. Your lips, your chin, your mouth, your ears. Just saying hello and giving permission for the feelings of your head to come to life. Feeling the back of your head and inside your skull, maybe. Feeling your brain. Don't worry about, can I feel my brain? But just feel in, with your tactile sense, reach gently inside your skull and feel. Feel the whatever it is in there that you feel. Hello. It's all allowed to unfold. Your all the sensations of your head allowed to come to the surface. The space that surrounds the head can penetrate through the eyes, like feel the space, that friendly space. Let it penetrate the eye cavities and sort of bathe. Bathe the eyes cavi the eye cavities. Wash them. So the eye cavities sort of relax and expand. And again, as always, welcome the layer. Feel that friendly space that surrounds everything. Feel it penetrating your ears. Just gently let it happen. It's already the case. Friendliness bathing the ears, deep inside the ears. And remember that your body is surrendered to the cushion, that your whole body is being caressed and caressing the space all around. And the space bathing your ear, friendliness. And allow, whatever area of the body would like some caress. What area of the body, whatever area of the body is feeling a little bit still disconnected, sort of intentionally place it. In the field, in the caressing field. And then you don't do anything. That's the trick of meditation. If you do anything, it's asking for this presence, for God to touch you, take you. To bathe your ears and your eyes and your head in your shoulders, in your heart. And your hips and your pelvis and your knees and your ankles and your feet. And your everything, your brain and your armpits and your hands and your fingers and the space between your fingers. You ask this presence to be there. Of course, it's already and always the case, but you forgot, so you ask. Ask God to be everywhere with you. You ask presence, God. To be in your mouth. And in your throat. And every micro sensation. And in every sound, and in every movement. So I guess what we do if we have to do something in meditation. God, be in my breath. Be in everything I touch. Be in everything that touches me. And let your bodies move a bit, just because bodies like to move gently, though, without opening your eyes, just a little bit of movement. The quality of a friendliness. What would a friendly movement be a movement that comes as a friend. Movement that, I don't know, movement is so miraculous, and this movement is life. So movement is that which, I don't know, reunites. flows. Comes to life at every micro moment and dissolves immediately. And it brings your body into relationship with itself and with the environment. Your arms and your spine and your head and your hips and your belly and inside the body, it's moving too. And your hands, they might be moving or touching, caressing. And if your hands are touching, they're touching. What are they touching if not presence or God? And whenever it's time for stillness to be, then it's time for stillness to be. And stillness is something very special too, very alive, very mysterious. Very connected to silence. Alignment. Our bodies are such and carry such intelligence, especially the body when it's been reunited with the totality, when it's not a fragment, when it's alive and it's allowed, this body is full of intelligence and I'm thinking of Robbie and Prema and Anupam who shared some difficulty and I just really feel your body, your God bodies. Your earth bodies. To really give ourselves permission to drop at times, to drop into this realm of tactility and tactile prayer. It's easier when we're together, but it's possible also when we're not together, since we are together anyway. I'd like to play you a piece just to end our meditation. I had thought of one, but I'm going to play another one. So feel those ears, your ears that have been washed open. Wide open ears. Your ears and your heart wide open. Here comes the music. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, and good luck with it all. Take good care, and since I have to leave early, you're all invited either next time or anytime. So just email me or Eugene and anytime you want to come. Feel free to unmute to say bye-bye or to say anything,
Bye. Thank
bye.
you.
That was so
Bye.
wonderful. Thank you so
Yeah.
much.
Love you.
Bye
Bye-bye.
bye. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you.
Love you
Bye.
all.
You. Bye bye.
Bye-bye-bye-bye.
Bye bye.
Hi, Ali. Oh, she's gone. Ciao, ciao.
Ciao. Toilet. Taika.
Take care.
Maria.
Thank you.